my mindset right now, I'm very excited. You know, it's like the first day of school. Obviously, it's good to see everybody. You know, you haven't seen anybody in a month, except for the couple guys that live around here. But no, we're excited to just be here, to see everybody, to get started, you know, move forward from where we ended last year. Unlike the summer, summer's great. It's good to play some football, but now, you know, this is the real deal now.
Night and day where this defense is going into this camp.
I would say definitely night and day. I mean, it's we're so much farther ahead than we were last year at this point. I've said this before, but last year we were still teaching people halfway through the season what their job was or where to be on certain defenses. Now it's much more about teaching, besides the young guys, but the older guys are getting taught, you know, different techniques and how to get the job done more efficiently and play better.
Hey, Connor, there's been two players now suspended for PED use on this team. Is there a lack of oversight in this building about what's going in your body?
No, I don't think so. I think those are just two kind of isolated incidents that those guys made mistakes. I think they've owned up to them, you know, and we all, you know they'll be ready week five when they got to be back. But it's unfortunate, but, you know, you have to move forward.
Do you think people maybe assume that if it's something prescribed by a doctor that it's probably okay? Is that maybe?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you generally think it's okay when, you know, it's from a doctor, but, you know, the NFL is a different animal, and those were two young guys that I think older guys wouldn't make that mistake. I mean, you know right away if there's anything from a doctor or anything. you check any doctor you see, whether it's a foot doctor or a dermatologist or anything, you just use an Eagles doctor. And I think that the young guys have learned that and definitely won't make that mistake again.
Came out yesterday, I think, that you were one of the most influential Philadelphians to get voted back. You've only been here a year. What's that distinction mean to you?
That was cool. That was great. Thank you to Philly Magazine for that. No, that was just nice. I mean, I live here year-round, so I don't know. I think that might have had something to do with it. I had a benefit concert that, you know, the fans, everybody in the media were all supportive about. So thank you to everybody. It went well. So I think that might have had something to do with it. But, you know, I'm just thankful for that and hopefully, you know, have another good year in Philadelphia.
Connor, what's the most important, I guess, part of preparing for a Chip Kelly training camp?
Well, for me, it's, you know, every training camp, you just have to physically be ready to go. You know what I mean? You got to come in healthy. You can't be overtrained coming into training camp, but you have to be kind of in your peak state athletically. And I think they do a nice job with our strength coaches kind of blocking our whole 12 months into different blocks and where you're supposed to train. So, you know, most of these guys have followed that routine. I follow it, and we'll be ready for Chip's training camp.
Chip has talked about, you know, football being a series of 4 to 6 second bursts, and that, I mean, you guys train differently than a lot of the other sports, obviously, and probably differently than a lot of other teams in this league. I mean, your strength program here.
Well, I think. Houston? Yeah, well, I went down to Houston last week and trained with those guys, and their training is a little bit different now too. I think everybody's kind of got the memo, and people are starting to, you know, adapt their training a little bit. People are catching on to, you know, what Chip's doing and what other people are doing in college and what people are doing successfully in this league besides Chip with all the up-tempo offense. And there's a certain way you have to practice to be able to perform that way on game day. So that's the way we train. Going back to the question, you can't necessarily get yourself ready for that before camp. You have to be out on the field running those plays to get in that type of shape. Oh, yeah, you saw how he grew definitely throughout the season, and you've seen how he's grown throughout the offseason. I mean, you can definitely notice he's taken this team as his own. I mean, he's definitely a leader on this team now. It was a little bit different last year when he was battling for that spot with Mike Vick, who a lot of guys looked up to, Mike Vick. But now it's his team, and you can see the leadership role has changed for him a lot. Well, you can just, I mean, on the field, I don't know. I mean, he was throwing the ball around when, you know, at the beginning of last year, and he was still throwing it around all over, making every throw at the end. But you can just see that the confidence level has changed, and that's going to be good for him and good for us.
Last year, because you were more experienced at this scheme than some other guys, you ended up doing a lot of the dirty work during the season. Do you see your role changing at all this year because other guys are more familiar with this? The overall scheme and can do more things with
You know, it's hard to say. I'm sure it'll be different than last year. I mean, everybody's role is a little bit different from year to year. I mean, I don't know what there is right now, but by the time we get to 53, there'll probably be 15 different guys. So everybody's role is different. Every team is different every year. But I don't know what exactly it will be. You know, maybe it'll be dropping more, you know, rushing more. We'll see. But with the addition of Marcus, that should definitely help, you know, getting me a little rest here and there and add much-needed depth at our position.
What was the toughest thing to pick up last year that you think now everyone has this year that gives the defense, you know, big advantage
on? For the defense?
Yeah, was there something that, you know, that took a lot to pick up last
year? Well, I think it's just the scheme. I mean, I think those three guys up front, and sometimes us on the outside, is two-gapping. I mean, we do, like, old-school, real two-gapping where you sacrifice yourself, especially those three guys on almost every play where you have to take up, you know, two gaps, you know what I'm saying? So you have to eat up blockers. And that's hard to ask any defensive lineman to do, even if he's done it his whole life. I mean, it's a very unselfish role. And then to ask guys that played a one-gap defense and then were part of the Washburn where you just go get it for yourself, that's really a lot to ask people. And for them to buy in right at the beginning and then see how much they've improved, you know, something to be said about those guys up front. We'll be right back.